and egg sale at illinois.edu.
740 at DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and Kristen Bosch joins us this morning. Kristen, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning, guys.
Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Welcome. Day of Giving coming up, November 28th. Of course, every day is a day of giving when we're talking about insecure hunger or people who don't have any food at all. Tell us about the Day of Giving that is at South Neal and at Picara.
Sure. It's our take on Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday was kind of an extension of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and then Cyber Monday. And so we've been doing this for several years now. Last year, we raised about $140,000 for Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community really gets involved, and we're so grateful for that. So folks can stop by the old radio center on South Neal Street next Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. or the new Picara location on the corner of Springfield and Prospect. We'll be there the same times as well. Or you can always give online at eifoodbank.org. We are encouraging food and fund donations.
Is it the same how we used to drive through the old radio center where you don't even have to get out of your car to donate?
That's right. You know, we're hoping for a day like today, sunny and 50 degrees, but we can't always count on that this time of year. So yes, we're trying to make it as easy as possible on folks. You can come on through, hand your stuff out through the window, and we'll send you on your way.
Food or cash or both?
Great question, Elizabeth. Some people prefer to give food items, whether that be canned goods, non-perishables, and of course we accept those at the food bank. But I always like to point out that your money does go farther. $1 to you or I is $10 to Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and with just $1, we can provide 5 meals. So no donation is too small. You know, a donation of $10 provides 50 meals, and you know, that feeds somebody for almost a week. So if I had to choose, I would say money.
Okay. Coming up, the program Fighting Hunger, Driving Hope. This is an important time of year because people are in the giving mode. What does this program mean?
So that is that was in our last newsletter that just got sent out. So people can check their mailboxes or look online for that. Again, our website, eifoodbank.org. And that is our partnership with local retailers. So we've got our Retailers Against Hunger program. And that's where a lot of our perishable product comes from. So all the local retailers you can think of, County Market, Sam's Club, Walmart, Schnucks, all of those places donate perishables. So produce, bread, milk, eggs, those things are coming back to the food bank. And that was just kind of a story that where we covered our logistics team at the food bank. So our transportation department and kind of the nuts and bolts of how things get to us and how we get things back out that a lot of people don't know when they give to the food bank. And we just like to use that newsletter as a way to kind of inform people about what's going on at the food bank that they might not otherwise know about.
One thing I didn't know about is that you're up to serving 120,000 people across 17 counties. 1 in 7 people are food insecure. Poverty level right here in Champaign County is over 20%, the fourth highest in the state of Illinois. And since you started at your job, have you seen this exponentially increase?
I have. And part of that is because we have continued to grow and expand and take on new counties. So actually, that newsletter is already out of date. Funny how that happens, right? So as of November 1st, we took on an 18th county. We added Woodford County up by Peoria. So our service territory went from 14 counties to 17 counties. That was back in 2015. And then just, what would it be, 20 days ago now, we took on an 18th county. So as we have continued to grow and expand, obviously the number of people that we serve continues to grow and expand, and the number of food insecure individuals that we are trying to reach continues to grow too.
Now, how do you serve counties that far over?
Well, it goes back to the transportation and the trucking and the logistics that I talked about before. So we have 6 trucks in our fleet, and they are en route 6 days a week, driving to all of those places, picking up donations, dropping off donations. So we logged, the number's escaping me, but it was well over 100,000 miles, almost 150,000 miles on those 6 trucks last year. So we're on the road a lot.
And once the food is distributed to the families, do you find that the families then come back to you and you have regulars, or do you find that you have new partners each month?
Both. So it just kind of depends. As we know, poverty is not necessarily something that happens in isolation. It's not just a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 thing. You know, these are cycles that people are going through. These are periods of life that take a while to get out of. And so oftentimes we are seeing people time and time again at these food pantries, and that's okay. If they need food assistance, we want them to come back. We want them to receive help. We don't want them to worry about where their next meal is coming from. And then there are some folks that we just see, you know, maybe they're waiting They're waiting for their paycheck. Maybe they just need some help this month and they can't buy groceries. So they need to go to Wesley Evening Food Pantry on Thursday night and they need to get groceries for their family. So it kind of depends.
69% of households had to choose between purchasing food and paying for utilities. Mm-hmm. Since you can't help with the utility part, then you help with the partners like Sam's. Tell me about Sam's. And if you read the newsletter, you'll see their incredible reach in the community.
Yeah, Sam's was our business partner, our food donor of the year last year. And they really increased their partnership with Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and they're giving back. So we added a store over in Normal, the Sam's Club over in Normal, in addition to the Sam's Club right here in Champaign. So they certainly increased the amount of pounds that they of perishable product that they were distributing to Eastern Illinois Food Bank. But more than that, their employees really started to buy in. We saw a real shift this last year in just the education of their staff and how their employees were talking to one another, how their employees were talking to the patrons who were coming in and shopping at Sam's Club and letting them know what they do. And anytime that we can make advocates out of our partners like that right here in the community, it makes our job a whole lot easier. When people are reading that newsletter or buying into what their store is doing and talking to their friends and their families about it, they're helping us spread our message, and that's incredibly important.
Another partner, and I love these. If you read the newsletter, it's only 4 pages, so it's readable. I did it this morning. The Mission Impact Awards. Tell us about Rowan and Quinn Fisher. And I love it when it's kids' ideas to give back.
Yeah, Rowan and Quinn are pretty special. They are our youngest ever winners of our Mission Impact Award. So our Mission Impact Award are just folks that partner with us in the community in pretty innovative ways that help us to spread our mission, who, again, are becoming advocates and are willing to go out in the community and find a special way to give back. So Rowan and Quinn are pretty young. Rowan is 11 and his sister Quinn, I believe, is 13. And they started, they just started doing odd jobs around the house, earning an allowance, and they decided that it was really important to them to give back. And, they're earning $10 or $15, and they're making a $5 donation to Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And that goes back to their parents and their families and that importance of generosity and community and giving back, and I think it's really, really special. They've continued to come out and donate their time to Eastern Illinois Food Bank by volunteering with us, donating little portions of their paycheck, of their allowance to us. And they're just really, really special kids. You know, you meet them, you see their smiles, you get their hugs, and it's pretty incredible. Yeah. Along with Rowan and Quinn, we've got ShampaignaMoms.com. Laura Blyle and her team over there have been incredible with us, again, helping us spread the word, getting involved. They're helping us with the Polar Express repack in December, which is a great way for families to volunteer together. And then we had Neiman Foods as well, who, again, offered us their space over on Kirby Avenue to do our pop-up pantries that we did earlier this year, again, to distribute fresh produce to our clients. So we're pretty proud of the folks in the community who are partnering with us. And let's not forget News Gazette Media, who also won Business Partner of the Year for your guys' great work with us. So we're pretty proud of everything that Marcia Silver, our salesperson, and then Mike Hale enables us to do right here.
Tell us about the Polar Express repack. That was next on my list. And can the community get involved in this?
Oh, of course the community can get involved. That's the whole reason we're doing it. The Polar Express repack is a great way for your family to come out and volunteer together. So we've got repackaging opportunities for children as young as 5. Again, we encourage those families to do that together. So there is a suggested donation that goes along with that. So donations are encouraged. A family of 4 is encouraged to donate make a $30 contribution to Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And actually, donations up to $500 will be matched by ShampaignaMoms.com. So that matching gift is much appreciated. They are very, very generous with us. So again, come out in your pajamas. We're going to have, hot cocoa and cookies and read the book. And maybe there'll be a special appearance by a man in a red suit. And we're pretty excited to try something different. Repacks are something that we've been doing for years at the food bank, but we're kind of trying to make them fun and do something a little bit different. And this is our first crack at that.
Okay. Kristen Bosch with the EI Food Bank. Thanks for your time. Day of Giving coming up on the 28th.
We hope to see everybody next Tuesday.
Okay.
Thanks,
looking forward
Kristen.
To it. Thank you much. We got more coming up on News Talk 1400.